Welcome to Expanding Sacred. I am so happy to have you here. And this is just a little intro welcoming you to the course so we can drop in comfortably to the course materials and I can tell you a little bit about me and a little bit about what this program is all about. This is not your average ordinary online course. This is truly a curation of my studies from all around the world. I have been a healer, holistic practitioner, therapist, energy worker, shamanic facilitator now for about 25 years, just to give you a little background on me. And this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, kind of put all the pieces of the puzzle together for indigenous wisdom that is modern and relevant. This coursework comes from so many different countries, so many different cultures, and what I've done is taken things that work, things that I can apply to my everyday life and make my life better. And that is what I'm here to share with you. So it's less about one particular way or one tradition. I feel like we're in a different time now. We've outgrown the tribal way of doing things, and now we have to be our own best healer. And in order to do that, we have to look at lots of different tools and assemble our toolbox for our life, for what makes our life work. And I feel like if you've joined me here, you're already doing that. You're probably the person for your family, your community, your loved ones that they ask, hey, what should I do when it comes to physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual healing? So this course is the deep end of the pool. This is not for someone who is just waking up. This is for someone who wants to really integrate deep wisdom from everything from our ancestors to stars and planetary cycles, to all the kingdoms of nature. We're going to take a week at a time and connect in to all of our relations, because that's really what this is all about. This is about feeling interconnected and interdependent on not just our planet and not just the relations that we have here, like the plants and birds and trees and other mammals, but even beyond that, even zooming out in a galactic perspective, so that we can feel empowered, so that we feel like we're in the driver's seat of our own experience and our own healing, because all of us are creating all the time. Made in the image of the Creator, small little universes unto ourselves. So to know what to do with that is a really useful tool to have right now when there's so much uncertainty and division and chaos, to be able to hold your power. That's what this fundamental 7-week program is all about. I have other programs available beyond this, like say for someone who wants to facilitate ceremony for others, for someone who wants to hold space for others in a modern shamanic way. I have definitely programs for that, but this one is all about you. So what I want you to do for the next 7 weeks is just really sink into this being a time of next level self-care. And everything is a message. Everything is a gift of spirit. There might be intensity in your dreams or messages that come to you in your dreams during this time. Notice and watch out for animals that cross your path or people who give you images or send you images of animals just like out of the blue, or if you happen to get gemstones as a gift. Those are the kind of things I want you to really pay attention to, because God is speaking to you through every single kingdom of nature all the time. So all we have to do is listen. In this empowerment course, I suggest that you pay close attention to what you're eating, what you're drinking, and focus on raising your vibration with everything you do. And one of the key components of modern shamanism is enhancing love where love is present and creating love where love is absent. That's one of the best things we can do as service workers to humanity, which I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you found this course and you connected with me, that that's what you're here for. Because this was no accident for you to be in a course this in depth and to also connect with me, because I'm here to go deep. I'm here to serve from humanity, and I am certain that you are as well. A little bit more about my background and my studies. I could see energy and auras from the time that I was a very little girl, as far back as I can remember. And that was interesting because I was growing up as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. So I was growing up in a conflicting culture with what I could see and knew to be true. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from the culture that I grew up in. And I actually have come to embrace it, even though I am no longer one of Jehovah's Witnesses. I feel like I'll never have another label. And shaman is even a label. So there's some coursework in the downloadable handouts about really unpacking that. Like, what does that word mean to you? Because that's what's important to me, is to know, what does the word shaman bring up for you? And what drew you to shamanic principles and shamanic foundations as far as a way to have a spiritual practice? There's all kinds of ways to work on ourselves and have self-inquiry and healing. And so, of course, shamanism is just one of them. But it's the one that I have found that works the best for me, because it's all about personal responsibility. It's about connecting to nature. And that was not so much my experience of a lot of tribal shamanism when I was traveling and I was studying and I was just as hungry as I could be and trying to learn everything I could. I was insatiable when it came to learning about how to heal myself and how to help others heal. But what I found is a lot of the old ways are exclusive and protective, and you have to be either born into a lineage to learn the healing wisdom, or you have to be chosen into it. And this just didn't set very well with me, because I feel like the times have changed. And healing knowledge and wisdom needs to be free and accessible to all. So what I teach and what I practice and what I live when it comes to my shamanic lifestyle is healing is available for everyone. There are no chosen few. And there is nothing about me that is any more special than is about you. And you can do this. You can do every single thing that I do, and you can do it in your way. And I don't want you to do it in my way. I want you to learn your own way. So the more creative and intuitive you get during this process, the happier I'm going to be. And I know for certainty, the happier you're going to be. There's no right or wrong way. So you can leave that beginner's mind at the door, that part of you that's like, oh gosh, what if I don't do it right? You can't get it wrong. And you're never going to get this kind of work done. I think that's another thing that really makes me excited about it. So have fun. When I tell you things in this first module, like get a shaman blanket or set up an altar, when we talk about creating and adding objects of power to our altar, or say we do a particular act of power, I don't want there to be any heavy, burdensome feeling to any of that. I want it to be enlightening and restorative for you every single step of the way. I have attempted to create the coursework to be at your own pace so that you can really sink into it and you can really get the principles behind why we do the things we do. I think a lot of people get hung up on it's a rattle or it's a drum or it's a crystal, and those things aren't the point. In the modern technological age that we live in, hey, I'm coming to you through the airwaves of my recording studio, and that is no less of a prayer for me than a tribal person used a drum. I really like my frame drum, but I don't have to have it. But I do have to have a way to connect and broadcast and transmit my message out in the world. And right now, it's a microphone, an amp. It's not a drum, but nonetheless, it is my service work. It is my purpose work. So ultimately, throughout this 7-week course, I want to connect you to your purpose work and how you're here to serve, how you're here to make your own life better. And that in turn is going to help humanity. You can always reach out to me throughout the course. You can email me at evangelinehemrick@gmail.com. Anytime you want, I'll be very accessible to you. And we will share space during the live question and answer time each week. But I want you to feel light and free about that too. If you can't make it in on the call will be recorded and available for you within 48 hours after. So have fun with all of this. Be easy and flexible about it. That's one of the hallmarks of shamanism, is flexibility. All right. So there's my ding. There's my timer. I'm going to go now, but I hope that you've enjoyed this, and I'll be back in touch soon with a lot more information.